and I'm alone with my fancies. I'll be with you weaving romances, making believe they're true. Oh, give me lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Oh, give me what you alone can give. I kiss the pills I dream on.
You're listening to a special New Year's Day presentation on Jazzy, Grandma's Old Radio, celebrating the golden age of radio, presented as a holiday gift from David and Melissa Cotting and Jazzy 93.7, KJZY Sebastopol.
Grandma's Old Radio has been up in the attic for a long time gathering dust. I brought it down today, wiped it off, and plugged it in. Gonna turn it on, see if it still works. Let it warm up for a second. It looks pretty good, but Grandma always took good care of her radio. It was her number one source of entertainment. I remember she used to listen to the soap operas while she was doing her housework. And then at night, she and Granddad would sit in the living room and listen together to those wonderful old radio shows. That was back in the days when voices spoke out of a box, and the pictures came from your head. When Lamont Cranston faded into inky gloom before your very ears, and the things behind that creaky door in the inner sanctum were better conjured up in your own mind than on the electronic tube. We're going to hear a complete program from the inner sanctum and a bunch more after a while when I can get my grandma's old radio tuned in right. Let's see what we can pick up now.
Okay.
The Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor.
Playing in the front yard. Come on, Pony. Hello there, Junior.
Well, it's old Fatso O'Connor. Welcome to the edge of doom. What you hiding behind that big pile of flab you told me about?
Can you guess what it is?
Couple of herds of elephants, maybe? Boy, you big enough to shield them. I know that, boy.
No, Dad, I sent you a present. Look.
Days of Hopalong Cassidy, a widow pony. I do believe I have died and gone to heaven.
Do you like him, Junior?
Boy, oh boy, does I like him. Let me ride him. Let me ride him. I will crawl on his back. Here. Let me get up. Ooh. He fooled me off.
Well, he hasn't been saddle broken yet.
Don't look at me like that now. I'm not going to break that pony. He's not a very friendly little fellow, is he?
Well, you've got to win him over, and when he learns to like you, why, then he'll let you ride him.
Oh, well, I will bribe him with a little sugar. Here, pony, eat some sugar out of me hand. You big sloppy pig, you. You know, this may be the answer to my washing problem. Oh, boy, wait till the juvenile jury kids see me riding a pony around the neighborhood. I'm going to be the envy of the skunk patrol, boy. I'm going to try to ride him again. Here now. Here. Whoa. Whoa. Now, pony, now, let's get this settled once and for all. I is supposed to be riding on you back. Now, get off of me and let's try it again. See what I got. Look, boy. Get out the hinder wrist because you're going to turn gray again.
Junior, I do not put henna on my hair.
You don't?
No.
I know you don't. I love your long, beautiful red hair. Long, beautiful red hair and them short black roots.
Hello, Lorraine.
Oh, hello, Rod. Junior, what have you got?
not there. I can't see too well without my glasses.
Well, if you can't see something that big, kid, you really need glasses. She needs glasses, but good. What you need is some glasses with beer in them. That's... Look, Deadeye sent me a pony, look.
A pony?
Yeah, his head and his tail with a leg in each corner, see?
Of Deadeye to give you the pony.
Yeah.
But where on earth are we going to keep him?
Well, why not let him sleep in Pop's bed? Pop won't be using the bed until somebody bails him out anyhow.
Junior, you want another spanking?
That's silly. I've had four today, and I don't believe in the warden.
Well, you take that pony around to the backyard and keep him there until I decide what to do with him.
Oh, okay. Come on, pony. You may be the barbecue dinner tonight. Well, here he is in the backyard. This is your home from now on, pony.
Junior, don't forget we're having company for dinner. It's time for you to go and take your bath.
Well, what are you going to do, eat me? Did I have to take another one so soon? Goodness me, I just had one 3 days ago. The new dirt hasn't had time to settle on me.
You heard me. And don't forget your ears.
This whole family's nuts. I'm going to forget my ears. They pinned on, kiddo. They're so big every time I run, I do ground loop. Goodness, I look like a cab with both doors open.
Junior, go take your bath.
Okay. Boy, the guy that invented bathtubs must have hated widow kids. That's all I can say.
Junior's been in the bathtub for a half an hour now. I think I better go and check on him.
All right, Lorraine.
Junior, are you about through with your bath?
Yes, but don't come in. Goodness me. I'd like me privacy if you don't mind.
There's something fishy going on in there. I better take a look. Why, Junior, you're all dressed. You haven't even been in the tub.
I know there's no room for me in there.
What do you mean there isn't room? Oh! Junior! Get that pony out of the bathtub!
You scared him, too. Look at me. I'll pull the plug out. Come on.
Red Skelton's characterization of Junior, the mean widow kid, was one of the most popular features of his radio show, which started in 1941 and moved right up into the top 10 in ratings. Skelton's friends have said that that small, red-headed, full-of-mischief boy was the real Red Skelton. Red was born in Vincennes, Indiana, in 1913, and worked his way up in show business with jobs that included pitchman with a traveling patent medicine show, minstrel troupe entertainer, and a burlesque house comedian. 50 years of broadcasting history will be passing before your ears. We'll look in on Duffy's Tavern when we return in a moment with more of Grandma's Old Radio.
KJZY 93.7.
In April of 1941, there started a program that received the same phone call every week and the same answer.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where do you eat meat to eat and drink flats beer? Archie, your man just speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Huh? Well, I'm fixing up the joint for Father's Day. Yep, the one day in the year when Pop gets a slap on her back instead of a kick in her pants. Huh? What am I going to do on Father's Day? Thanks to you, nothing. How come? Well, it's simple logic, Mr. Duffy. On the lousy $15 a week you pay me, I can't afford to have a steady girl. Ergo, this steady girl I can't afford to have certainly ain't going to become a wife I can't afford to keep. So if this steady girl I can't afford to have won't become a wife I can't afford to keep, she certainly ain't going to have no kids I can't afford to support. Therefore, I bid you good day, homewrecker. Dad. Oh, hello, Miss Duffy.
Look, I want to... Hello.
Hello.
I want to get your opinion. What do you think about this tie?
The tie? Oh, for Father's Day, huh?
Yeah. Do you think it's good enough for him?
Let's see. Yeah, I think it'll serve him right.
What do you think I should get him to wear with it?
A long beard. Stuffy, do you always have to buy ties?
Well, I don't know what else to buy. Papa's so hard to please.
He's hard to please, huh? Well, what about some cards or maybe some poker chips?
Mama won't let Papa gamble.
Oh. Then how about a box of cigars?
Mama won't let Papa smoke in the house.
Oh, then how about a nice umbrella?
Mama won't let Papa out of the house.
Guess you're right. Your father is a pretty hard guy to please. But believe me, when I marry Chiquita, I ain't gonna be ordered around like that.
Who's Chiquita?
The dame I'm gonna marry.
When did you meet her?
I ain't met her yet.
Well, how can you marry a girl you haven't met?
Do you know of a better way to get acquainted? Summer Stuffy, I figure it's time for me to stop flitting around from flame to flame and to settle down and raise a few kids.
Ha! That struck me that way, too.
Okay, laugh at me, but you'll both be jealous someday when you see me with me baby. Bathing him and feeding him, slapping him over me shoulder to burp him.
That's fine, but what if the baby needs a change?
Let him go to the mountains like anybody else. Yes, sir, that'll be the day, you know. When that little cherub turns his face up to mine and a cute little voice says... Hello, Finnegan. We was talking about babies.
Oh. Want me to leave the room?
No. It's all right, Finnegan. You don't have to leave. It was just in connection with Father's Day.
Father's Day? Oh, boy, I can't wait for it, Arch. I'm expecting a lovely present.
From who?
Me dog, Rover.
What's the present?
A bone.
How do you know?
I seen him burying it for me yesterday.
But how do you know it's for you?
Oh, just leave it here, Arch. He knows what I like.
Look, forget Rover. What are you going to give your old man for Father's Day?
Look, Arch, I'd like to give him something practical, but everything practical he's already got.
Yes, huh?
Yeah. Paper dolls. Water wings. A yo-yo set. A book of instructions on how to go... Really? Really, you know, I don't know what to get him.
Don't know what to get him, huh? Well, how old is he?
In his 60s. What do you think a guy about 60 would go for, Rod?
Blonde about 20?
No. I think it should be something more practical.
There ain't no such thing. What did you give him last year?
Oh, well, last year, a bundle of hay.
A bundle of hay?
Yeah, last year he thought he was a horse.
Thought he was a horse, huh? What does he think he is this year?
Well, I can't get him to commit himself. Every time I ask him, all he says is, oink, oink.
Duffy's Tavern was one of the top 10 radio programs of the 1940s. Duffy never appeared on that program, although he owned the tavern which Archie, played by Ed Gardner, managed. Duffy never showed up on that show. He was a character spoken to on the telephone and spoken about, but he never showed up in person. During the early days of Duffy's Tavern, Shirley Booth played the part of Miss Duffy. We'll hear from one of radio's most famous husband and wife teams, George Burns and Gracie Allen as we continue turning time around in just a moment on Grandma's Old Radio.
KJZY 93.7.
In 1931, the cigar-smoking vaudeville comedian and his scatterbrained wife first came on the air. George Burns and Gracie Allen were an immediate success in broadcasting. Vaudeville hadn't been as easy for them. They first met and teamed up in 1922. Gracie was the straight man of the act and the foil of George's jokes. It took them a couple of years to turn that around and make Gracie the funny member of the team. And from that point on, they were a hit. Here's an example of their humor from a rare transcription of an early Burns and Allen show. George has given Gracie $25 and told her to buy him some long underwear. But on the way, she passed the shop of Pierre, the famous dress designer. Naturally, we now find her talking to Pierre.
I want a new evening gown, Pierre. The most gorgeous thing you've ever made.
How much is Madame prepared to spend?
Well, all I have with me is $25.
$25?
Well, yes, my husband gave it to me to buy him some long underwear. But my gown is more important. I want to be glamorous. I want to attract more attention than Lana Turner.
Madame, for $25, all the clothes I could give you would be a bow around your waist.
Oh, I don't want to attract that much attention.
The cheapest gown I make is $100.
Well, here, take the $25 as a down payment. You'll get the rest when the gown is finished.
Well...
Oh, please, I've just got to have the gown. And my credit is the best in town.
Madame wouldn't pull my leg, would she?
Well, anything to get the gown. Stick it up here.
Never mind. I'll take a chance.
Oh, wonderful. Now, remember, create something really divine.
Oh, have no fear, madame. I'll put everything I've got into this gown.
Oh, good. With what you put into it and what I put into it, it ought to be sensational.
Well, back so soon, Gracie? Did you get my long underwear?
No, I couldn't find any.
Oh? Well, give me back the $25.
Oh, I couldn't.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Well,
because it's in my shoe, that's why not.
Well, take your shoe off.
Right in front of you?
I've seen you with your shoes off before, you know.
Why, George Burns, you peeping Tom.
Gracie, I want my 25 bucks.
Oh, there's someone at the door. I'll be right back.
Hey, good afternoon, madame. I've come to take the measurements.
Oh, Pierre, I can't talk to you about the gown now. I'll meet you at your shop in 10 minutes.
Gracie, who is that? What did I hear about measurements?
Well, I guess you've got me. It was going to be a surprise, but I'll tell you. I couldn't find any long underwear in the stores, so I hired this man to make you some. His name is Pierre.
Pierre?
The famous French long underwear maker.
A French long underwear maker?
Oh, yes. He makes underwear for General de Gaulle, and you know how long they'd have to be.
Oh, so you gave him the $25.
Yes. I didn't want to tell you, but now you know. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to run in and change.
Gee, I'm going to be wearing genuine handmade French long underwear. That's real class. I'll have to shorten my trousers.
Pardon, monsieur.
Yes?
Madame said she would meet me at the shop to give me the measurements, but I'll be at the studio for the rest of the day.
Oh, you're Pierre. My wife told me what you were going to make. I'd like to hear just what you've got in mind.
But of course, monsieur. I plan a gorgeous creation of pale peach satin.
Pale peach satin? That's good.
You can trust Pierre. Now, around the neck will be a delicate frou-frou of lace.
A frou-frou?
Yes. The neckline will be cut low to reveal a tantalizing glimpse of bare white shoulders.
And the neck will have a frou-frou?
Yes.
You're sure you've made these things before?
Oh, it's my life work.
Well, you ought to know what's best. I suppose it's buttons down the front, huh?
Oh, no, no.
Down the back?
No. There'll be no buttons, just one zipper.
Where?
On the side.
But their frou-frou is around the neck.
In the front, nothing should break the simplicity of the drape unless one chooses to wear a rhinestone clip.
I don't think one will.
Well, anyway, monsieur, my creation will be the gayest thing at any party.
Who sees underwear at a social?
Underwear? I'm describing a gown.
I don't need a gown. I'll just sleep in the underwear.
I was speaking of the gown I'm making for your wife.
My wife?
Yes, she gave me $25 down on a $100 evening dress.
I see. Gracie, come in here.
Yes, dear?
Gracie, you're not going to buy any $100 gown from Pierre.
Oh, but George, I only wanted it so I'd look my best when I went out with the handsomest man in Hollywood.
That's me?
Well, sure.
Well, I don't mind if you spend, say, $30. So I'm the handsomest man in Hollywood, huh?
You're the handsomest man in the state of California.
Well, spend $60.
You're the handsomest man in the whole country.
Okay, spend $100.
In fact, you're the handsomest man in the world.
What's that for? You got the dress.
I'm working on a mink coat.
I see what you mean.
On a later show, Gracie got her mink coat through another subterfuge. We're going back through the pages of radio history. A complete Sam Spade show is next when we return in a moment with Grandma's Old Radio.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, beat it, man, beat it.
Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, you vex me, you vex me.
From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man, it's a fact.
In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, G.I. romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love, next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
The fact, man, it's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola,